On.
Well, we've been warming up all afternoon here to,
Not exactly warming up all afternoon, but we've been fainting all afternoon.
Yeah, that's right. And, we won't tell them what we really went through to get ready for this practice session, but it was really something, let me tell you. We started out in Mom's bathroom.
That didn't work.
And there was just a little bit too much echo there, and then we moved out here into the top floor room. And
we have accompaniment of a couple of kids outside the door.
That's exactly right. But at any rate, Bill, I think Bill's just about warmed up here to play Valse Criolla. In fact, he's itching to play it. Maria! Oh, that darn dog is really fouling us up.
We may have a nice dog accompanying us this time.
There may be a,
as you are hearing right now, but it's all right.
All right.
I think you'll be able to hear me.
If we have a dog in the background, we have a dog in the background. Studied in Spain for 2 years. He's a young fellow. What is he? Just 22 or 23 years of age.
Yeah.
But he studied for 2 years in Spain on sort of a scholarship that he had from a major recording studio here. And he's under contract to one of the major recording studios here. And he, we're trying to get him to give Bill some lessons. Bill is taking classical lessons from Professor Fajardo, who is very good. But we think that Pimentel might be able to give him some pointers that might be difficult to pick up otherwise, and we're hoping that he can get some of these beautiful songs, especially some of these beautiful Peruvian waltzes that Pimentel is adapting to classical music, and we'd love to have Billy learn some of those. You probably heard, well, that some of those were also played on the tape that I sent to you. Well, what do you think, Bill? You have something else now you can give him that's interesting? You have, what are some of those beautiful songs that I hear you practicing in there all the time? Spanish ones, you know, that have some of the real interesting finger motion.
Well, I can get a book there that has, it's a method that has several things in it. It's by Emilio Puyol, who was a student of Tarja.
I see.
He founded a big school, and Emilio Puyol did the guitar.
Well,
and I'm not sure where it is, but I think it's somewhere in France.
I see. Well, that's right, and he's the one that was recommended to you. In other words, that workbook that you practice with, that was recommended to you by Pimentel, as I recall, or by Rodriguez, Fernando Rodriguez.
Yes, and Mr. Fajardo told me to get it, too.
Mr. Fajardo told you to get it, too. Well, I think it has some beautiful selections. And why don't you just get it out?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Yeah. All right, good.
I see.
Okay, Bill has his book open, and he's going to play us some of these beautiful just selections just out of this book by Pujol.
Yeah, they're actually made to exercise the fingers, but they're good.
Yeah, they're pretty songs anyway. They're just pretty selections. It's nothing much. So why don't you just go ahead and play?
All right. It's really not very fast or anything, and it's not really cool, but it's pretty good.
Sort of lukewarm, huh?
You might say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.